here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 28th of June, 2011. It's the birthday of King Henry VIII of England, born Greenwich, 1491. His older brother Arthur was supposed to become king, but Arthur died when Henry was just 11. He was crowned just before his 18th birthday. A well-educated, athletic, tall young man, charismatic, an excellent jouster and hunter, a graceful dancer, musician. He gave up participating in jousting and tournaments when he was knocked unconscious for 2 hours in 1536 in a mishap in which he also received a leg wound which never fully healed, and that was when he began to gain weight. The famous portrait of the portly king was painted about 3 years later. By the end of his life, he was obese, probably suffered from gout and diabetes, could no longer get around under his own power. He died at the age of 55. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Man is Born Free and Everywhere He Is in Chains, the philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau, born in Geneva in 1712, whose great thesis was that modern progress had corrupted mankind rather than improving it, that civilization had led to most of what was wrong with people. Living in a society led to envy and covetousness, and property ownership led to social inequality. It's the birthday of the founder of the Methodist movement, John Wesley, born 1703, Epworth in Lincolnshire, England. He studied at Oxford and, along with his brother, formed a Bible study group that others gave the nickname the Methodists for their methodical study habits. It was meant as an insult, but John Wesley hung on to it anyway. He believed that the gospel was carried out when Christians promoted the welfare of the less fortunate. John Wesley's rule, which goes, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. It's the birthday of the comedian Gilda Radner in 1946, Detroit, who on Saturday Night Live gave us the characters Roseanne, Rosanna Dana, Emily Latella, and Baba Wawa. And it's the anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York City on this day in 1969, the beginning of the gay rights movement. The Stonewall Inn in Greenwich Village was a gay bar. Police raided the bar one night, and the patrons did not disperse. They rioted, and the riots led to gay rights movements and eventually to the first gay pride parades in the 1970s. Here's a poem for today by Paul Zimmer, Bach and My Father. 6 days a week, my father sold shoes to support our family through depression and war, nursed his wife through years of Parkinson's, loved nominal cigars, Manhattans, long jokes, never kissed me, but always shook my hand. Once he came to visit me when a Brandenburg was on the stereo. He listened with care, brisk melodies, symmetry, civility, and passion. When it finished, he asked to hear it again, moving his right hand in time. He would have risen to dance if he'd known how. Beautiful, he said, when it was done. My father, who'd never heard of Brandenburg, 80 years old, bent and scuffed all over, just in time, he said, that's beautiful. Bach and My Father, poem by Paul Zimmer, from Crossing to Sunlight Revisited, published by the University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.